The New Testament reading of Scripture this week, it comes from John's Gospel, verses 9 through 17, red letter edition, meaning these words are attributed to Jesus. Hear God's Word. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey me, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joys will overflow. I command you to love each other in the same way I love you. And here's how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends. If you obey me, I will no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask using my name. I command you to love one another. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we belong to Christ. Jesus reminds us what true loyalty is to him and what it means to the world that is hostile towards him. If we truly are loyal to God and his priorities and value, we will have to take a stand against sin. Boy, is there so much sin going on, we as Christians need to stand up for, don't we? This will alienate us, though, from some people and groups, as we see sin is acceptable and even normal in some places. Christ eventually invites the world's hatred. But we belong to the world, and God invites judgment. If you ask and you're not experiencing alienation and persecution in this old world, you must ask yourself, are you a part of the world or are you a part of Christ? Well, Jesus reminded us so many ways and otherwise that we're in the world, not of the world, but in this world we'll have trials and tribulation, but fear not. I've overcome the world. Well, a little Ralphie commentary for the reading of Scripture this week. God loves you, and so do I.